In this episode, I wanted to remind you of some ways that you can use the power of play to help you release creativity, resourcefulness, a playful nature, become more productive, all of that. It only takes just a couple of minutes. Now, there's lots of different versions about what play is and what play isn't. And in this way, playful is more of a mindfulness exercise or a mindfulness experience. It's sort of like right now, wherever you are, whether you're driving right now and listening, whether you're sitting and you're listening, whether you're walking and listening, whatever it is, look at something. Stop for a moment, if you can. Take a couple of big deep breaths in and out. I mean, really, really good deep breaths. Just in and out. And in and out. And pause for a moment and look at something and get lost in it. Whatever that thing is in front of you that just you gravitated, let go of it needing to be the exact right object. Let go of it needing to be perfect. Just that thing. Whatever you're looking at right now, get lost in it. Allow yourself. Much of this is surrendering and allowing, breathing and letting go. Let yourself get lost in staring at and allowing your mind to engage a playful spirit, a way of play, to just explore that object. What colors do you see? What shades and shapes does a voice come to it in your mind? Do you smell something? What is it? Play with it. Just allow yourself, this is unrestricted allowing yourself to play. So the reason I have invited you in to just play for a moment, it's a way to rediscover what I call a superpower of play in your life to help you become more creative, resourceful, to reduce your stress. When your stress is down, your anxiety is down, your emotions are, you're a bit more emotionally intelligent, if you will. They're down so that your intelligence is higher. You're more productive and more creative and more resourceful. I've seen this many, many times. See if it works for you as well. So allow yourself to daydream for a moment. It only takes a couple of seconds to A, breathe, or just even let's go back. Number one, pause. Number two, breathe, become present. Couple of great deep breaths. And if you can go further than that, then what's that object in front of you to allow yourself to dream and go off into a dreamy state with no destination? And then take another deep breath and move on and see if the problem that you've been working on or the project that you're working on doesn't, you can't be, watch it become more efficient and more, watch ideas come. That's just one small way.